Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 26, Redemption, Redeemed from the Curse, What Christ Removed Forever. When Scripture speaks of the curse, it isn't referring to something mystical or abstract. It is describing the entire system humanity was trapped under, a system of condemnation, distance, and the impossible demand to earn what could never be earned. The curse was the weight of a broken covenant, the burden of a law that could diagnose sin but could never heal it. It exposed our powerlessness and left us painfully aware of our inability to make ourselves right with God. But Galatians 3:13 declares something astonishing. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Jesus didn't simply remove the curse, he stepped into its full force. He took the condemnation we deserved. He absorbed the distance we felt. He entered the powerlessness we lived under. And in doing so, he broke the system from the inside out. The curse included condemnation, the verdict of guilt that hung over humanity. It included distance, the separation that made God seem far away. It included powerlessness, the inability to change ourselves. And it included the relentless demand to earn what could never be earned. But redemption removes every one of these burdens. Through Christ, the old covenant system is gone. The fear of judgment is gone. The pressure to perform is gone. The curse has no legal claim on you because the one who fulfilled the law took its penalty and ended its reign. You are not under the curse. You are not under the law. You are not under condemnation. Redemption means you now live in a new reality, one shaped by grace, not fear. One grounded in belonging, not striving. One secured by Christ's obedience, not your own. The curse once defined your story, but now it has been replaced by blessing, nearness, and unshakable acceptance. Redemption means the curse has no claim on you. Not now, not ever. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.